Are you all right?
I'm not very well. I'm upset, you know, even.
I'm sorry.
I know I've shouted to teach you, but I love you.
I love you too, Mrs. Mann.
I tried to get up to see you.
Oh,
you said that looking after things matters so near.
What? Your eyes are from light.
I'm not talking very good tonight.
Oh, dear. I thought somebody said you got pleurisy.
I've got Theranol.
Oh, dear.
My eyes have started again.
So you're blinking as we speak?
Yeah.
So you... Well, I'm going to leave...
I wanted to see you.
Well, I wanted to... I want you to know that I've left your picture here.
I knew you'd say that. I know. Thank you very much. I'll miss you.
Well, you miss me. Alan, what's his face, said, sends his regards.
Alan Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Alan Ross, if you're listening.
He's gone to smoke some Weetabix.
I was going to sing you a song if I'd have been better.
I thought that's
You know what I was going to sing you?
Go on, then.
Walk like a chicken.
Walk like a chicken?
No! Oh, don't laugh, because I'm not well. My sister's with me.
Oh, is your sister there? She got a similar voice.
Pardon?
Does she sound a bit like you?
She's a bit more refined than me.
Refined or resigned?
Talks better than me.
Oh, I can't imagine that, Mrs. Mann. You've got a lovely speaking voice.
I have now. I sound like a bloody old woman.
Ah, you see, you've got rid of your pleurisy quickly.
No, that's good, but the eyes have stayed, I persevere with your mum. I know what it's like. Your mum's got it, hasn't she?
No, she's not.
You took her to the doctor?
I took her to the doctor, and he says there's a virus in her bones.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said she had pleurisy.
I thought she had pleurisy, because I've had pleurisy, and
it's
horrible.
It's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing. It makes you breathless.
It's in all my body, but on top of that... I'm getting a little bit better of the pleurisy.
Uh-huh.
You have to keep taking painkillers.
Hold on a minute. Just a minute. Pleurisy's a thing where you can't breathe.
It isn't. That's asthma.
No, pleurisy's water on your lungs.
Is it?
Yeah. You've been wrongly diagnosed, Mrs. Mann. No wonder you're not getting any better.
He's just said... What? Sorry.
Goes round your waistline.
Goes right down to the waistline.
Put her on, I can't hear her, Mrs. Yeah. Mad.
What's your telephone number?
Hello?
Are you Mrs. Mad too?
No.
All right.
Apart from it. I'm a sister, I've been looking after her.
Have you really?
Actually, she's not well at all.
Oh dear.
With Sister Stonia till they find a cure.
Right, I'll see what
There might be a cure one day.
All right.
No, she gets the good days and the bad days sort of thing.
I know, I've heard. It's terrible, isn't it?
But she really missed you. She would have liked to have called tonight to see you.
And did she tell you about the picture I bought her?
Yeah.
It's still on reception.
How lovely.
It's a lovely picture.
Mm.
Although we have noticed that in the field where the horses are, somebody's took the dog walking and not cleared up.
Oh, see? Actually, if you've seen her, she's a very smart person, actually.
I would never have guessed.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You've kept really the shock of your life if you've seen her. She's very, very wicked.
Well, I'm all for a shock.
I'm telling you, I'm not joking.
No, I'm not joking too.
Really, I'm not joking.
No, I'm not.
For her age, she's a very young-looking person.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got bloody youth!
Oh, she's got youth.
Oh, no. She's got her own teeth, though, hasn't she?
She's got youth. Pardon?
She's got her own teeth as well.
We all have.
Oh, that's good.
We all have.
Les, we were talking about it. I don't like women that take the teeth out at night.
No, I don't.
No.
That's no good, is it?
No.
So. No, sorry, you're leaving.
I know. Well, we are. You know, but all my fan club. You know, the three of them couldn't get together and get a letter together. So what can you do?
Couldn't you have stayed another week?
Well, you know, there are plans afoot. There are plans afoot for the new person.
Oh, who's the new person? Or aren't you allowed to say?
Well, I don't think we know. Do we not?
We don't know.
We don't know. Well, nobody knows. It's a secret.
Okay.
Mm. I think it's in an envelope somewhere. It's like going to be a draw.
You think he's as good as you?
Nobody's as good as me.
No. Nobody's as good as him.
Do you know, if you knew what I was doing while I'm talking to you, you'd laugh.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find the adverts that I've lost. You got excited then, didn't you? Oh no, I've already got one of those. What's going to happen then? Because if Mrs. Mad's blinking all the time, that means you're going to have to take her walkies.
Well, I do.
You
take her to town.
Right.
I come so many days a week.
Right. What about these bananas then? Have you took her back to that shop where that miserable girl wouldn't let her have the bananas?
She was a penny short.
Oh, it's a scandal.
I couldn't do things like that. You know.
Well, I'll bloody court to bring his book back.
Oh, Jesus. I better put you back.
Listen,
to her.
What was your name again?
Pardon?
Paul, what was your name? What was your name? It's a simple question. Well, no, I want to talk to your sister a minute. Just put her back on very quickly. I want to ask her a question.
She wants to ask you something.
I'm sorry, okay. Mrs. Mad.
Hello?
Sorry, what was your name?
Lynn.
Sorry, Lynn. Tell me about these newspaper cuttings she's got on the wall. Is that what upsets me?
Actually, she's got a lovely little lounge. She's got a picture of Pepsi Bolo.
Yeah, that's a scraggy old dog, yeah.
And a cutting of TFN with all the young men on.
Yeah, but you see, this
it's
is
a good
what...
one, that. Have you seen it?
Well, I'm sorry to repeat myself, but all it is a bit of old newspaper that you could wrap your chips up in.
Oh, she's got a mahogany frame. Yeah. It is in a mahogany frame, but it's out of the newspaper.
Yeah,
well, it's well cared for.
Yeah, I know, but it's cheap, isn't it, love? I mean, you're a lady of class, I can tell by your speaking voice. Can't you just have a word with her and tell her that it's about time she took it down and replaced it with something that's a bit more in keeping?
You have to take it down and put something more classic on,
TFN.
She's always loved TFN.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I mean, but could you... I mean, what we could do is, if you're interested, is we could... we've got pictures of all the DJs, all the jocks, like lovely Anna and... Mark Powell, he's like him on my wall. And what's his face? Scott Makin. What we could do is we could probably get the original pictures and we could probably do a little montage frame for you. Because that'd be better than that chip wrapping you've got on the wall, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mind you, with the mahogany frame, it doesn't look too bad, because all the walls are white.
Oh, dear.
You see, in the mahogany frame, it brings the picture, when you have all white walls.
Oh, yeah.
You see.
Not many people have white walls.
I've got a clean bit bloody on me.
Well, all my bungalow is white walls.
Is it?
He doesn't want to know about your bungalow.
No, but what I'm saying is, all my walls are white. I'm a lover of white. I don't like dark colours, but it's everybody to their own.
Do you know what colour my lounge is?
No.
Burnt orange.
Well, that's the in thing for you, see, you're only young.
Well, it's a farmhouse.
You're only young, you see. People are saying...
How young do you think I'm not?
Well, you're not as old as us.
Well, nobody's as old as you, Mr. and Mrs. Mad. Sorry to have to let you know this.
I'm far from mad, actually.
Well, no, but you are Mrs. Mad's sister.
Yeah, so that's right.
By birth, you know. In theory, you know. Anyway, listen, it's been lovely to talk to you. I'm glad we've had the pleasure. Yeah. And I'm just sorry that we didn't actually get to see face to face. Me and Mrs. Mad could have gone bowling down the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, well, you'd have been noticed if you'd have gone with her.
I know, we would have been noticed because she'd have been chucking the balls down the wrong lanes if she were blinking.
Very, very stylish girl.
Right.
Really, the way she talks, you wouldn't think it was the same person.
No.
Listen, honey.
Oh, she...
I'm going to... Mrs. Mad, I'm really, really sorry you're leaving.
I'm going to miss you, Mrs. Mad.
I'm going to miss you. I tried my hardest to get up there.
Right. Oh, to
shake hands with you.
To have a word. Did you try to ring the boss up at all?
I'm coming to that.
All right.
David Ty, if you're listening...
Well, he won't
keep
be.
Keep him on a few more weeks, please.
He won't be listening, because...
He's the best.
He won't be listening because I came up to see him and he wasn't listening when I came to see him.
He might be listening. Where is he?
I should think he's tucked up in bed because he's got flu off
oh,
or
no,
somebody.
Oh, no, another one bad. Everybody's bad.
I know.
Listen, good luck, honey. I'll never forget you.
I'll never forget you. We've got all your tapes and I might make the bootleg album. We'll do it for the kids.
Will
ya? Or the animals.
God love you. I have to go and get upstairs.
upset.
Don't be upset, Mrs.
Mann. I love you.
Don't be upset.
Good luck to you. And I hope your little boy is okay. That was Polly.
He's fine.
Are you sure?
He's sat here, am I?
And your little girl?
No, she's not so little. But she's okay too.
Send them your regards and give them me send me love to them.
I'm a little dog's house trained now.
Ah.
Yeah.
He wants a bit of wee on the rat.
No, I don't like it. I rub his nose in it.
Starting again, Lynn. He rubs the dog's nose in the wee.
Trouble is, I don't know which dog did it, so they both get their noses rubbed in it.
It has to be trained.
Will you shut up? I can't get away, did it? Go and make me a cup pot of tea. Can go and put the pot on. Pot of tea.
Wake up.
I feel like a chicken, I'm an acne. I've never been so happy since I don't know when. I walk with the wiggle and the wiggle and the twerk. You in the Tennessee, wake walk. I'm not seeing anybody at start. All right, honey.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for the rendition. We were taking a bit back there. I think we had the tapes rolling, so bless you all. And,
bless you, honey.
I'm sure she will be the old trout. Make sure that
I wish I could see that bloody David Tye.
Make sure.
Oh, I'm gonna have a word with him.
Make sure.
I'm bloody sick of you one's coming. You're the best. You're the best for me. You're the best. I'll never forget you. I'm getting upset, Richard.
I'm upset too now.
Oh, and I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too, Mrs. Mann.
You called me Western Sheep, but I'm not bothered. I'm good.